Word of DeMacy's conviction traveled quickly around Boston's North End neighborhood. DeMacy represented the largely Italian-American district for 30 years and still lives on busy Commercial Street. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis reports on the neighborhood's reaction.
Leo Introversato and Sam Marino were watching television inside a newsstand on Hanover Street when they heard the news.
I'm Leo from the neighborhood.
Their childhood friend, Sal DeMacy, was found guilty in federal court of corruption and faces up to 20 years in prison.
It was great for the neighborhood. I was hoping that he'd be found not guilty.
Sam Marino was next to him filling out a lottery ticket.
How do I know Sal? He was born here. I know him all my life. He was a good kid, an average kid. You know, he played ball and everything else.
Marino says DeMacy stayed true to the neighborhood, even when he was House Speaker.
Well, people, they get up there somewhere and they just forget where they come from and don't do nothing for nobody. But everybody that went to him for a job, if he can help them, he helped them. I never went to him, but I know a lot of people that did, and they had a lot of praise for the guy. The guy, he helped a lot of people. I think he got a bad deal. That's only my opinion.
DeMacy was convicted of using his powerful position to arrange a multi-million-dollar state contract for a software company in exchange for kickbacks. DeMacy told reporters outside the courthouse that he's innocent and will appeal the decision. Many in the neighborhood think the trial was unfair, but many others said he had it coming, that DeMacy gave in to greed. Margie Ganger rested her hands on her walker. She moved here from South Boston about a decade ago and lives on the same block as DeMacy.
I always liked him. I think if you needed anything, he was right there.
Still, she doesn't question the conviction.
They're all crooks, but he just happened to get caught.
On a personal level, he's a nice man. He's done a lot for the North End. But the jury heard a different side of the man than us people in the North End heard.
Robert Pirelli lives on DeMacy's block and says he knows him well. He followed the trial and was disturbed that one of DeMacy's co-defendants took a plea deal and testified against him.
I personally, just from what I had read, probably if I was on the jury, probably wouldn't have convicted him. I just don't believe in someone getting a deal for giving information against somebody else.
Still, Pirelli doesn't think DeMacy's conviction will have much impact on the neighborhood. He says residents have already gotten used to having a new state representative, and people move on. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis reporting from the North End.